back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. And we're kind of talking about census. And of course, a great story comes out over the break. Mason, you got to kind of repeat that as your work as a census worker and when kind of some of your experiences.
Yeah, this was a while ago, and they was at the post office. They tell people that, hey, the U.S. Census is hiring, and they paid real good money, but they don't tell you what they make you do. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they say, go out there in your own car, truck, whatever, and you have to drive down every single road, and you draw maps. So when them census people come out in the next year or so, they'll know exactly where to go. But we had to drive down all these roads, and out there in Harlan County, Kentucky, I mean, there's mountain roads and mountain people, all sorts of crazy things. And I drove down there, and it was during hunting season, and these people looked like they wanted to kill me, and I was showing them my government ID and stuff. It's like, dang.
Yeah, they're not going to like that out there, especially when you're out there in the front of the house drawing stick figures about how many people live in that house.
I know,
house.
You have to ask them questions like that. Is this a seasonal home or a permanent home? How many people live here? Oh, boy.
There's got to be not too many. Seasonal homes in Harlan County, I would think.
And then you got to ask them, well, hunting cabins, and then you got to ask them if they want to rat out any of their neighbors. Does anybody else have any structures around here you would like to tell? You know, boy, I'm lucky I got out of that job alive.
Yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't face that in Bangor, Michigan now.
No, well.
You know, well, probably something worse.
It is a rural development. Bangor is a rural development.
No, Bangor. Bangor is a great town, but there are, I mean, it don't matter where you go, there's always a chance of knocking on the wrong door.
Oh, yes. Today, you're mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you didn't knock on the wrong door, Mason, that you're here still with us. How's everything else going? I've kind of got to fill some time here before we get to Let's Talk Real Estate.
Well, it's Easter weekend, so tomorrow's Easter, and it's Final Four. If anyone's a basketball fan, you know, we could talk about basketball. Yeah. We could talk about Easter. Talk about Easter Bunny.
Okay, talk about the Easter Bunny. Do you have any stories of the Easter Bunny? Anything traumatic and funny from an Easter morning?
I think Bangor's having an Easter egg hunt.
Are they? Because I thought them was illegal during a pandemic and stuff.
Well, I think I've seen that Bangor also is going to be doing the fireworks show this year.
Well, that's good because South Haven said they ain't doing it.
That's right.
It's starting to feel like America again.
They might even have that car show that they do on the 4th of July.
Thank you, Bangor.
They did cancel the Apple Festival, Bangor's known for the apples and pickles.
That's a bummer. But regardless that they're moving forward with other festivals when other folks are not, I think that's fantastic. I'm ready for it. I'll
10
tell
minutes
you that.
From South Haven, about maybe 10 miles from South Haven, you can go there for the fireworks this year.
I'm going to have a hugging booth there somewhere at that festival or whatever, and it won't require any COVID passports or nothing.
Wow.
Just free hugs, baby.
There are going to be some controversy. You're going to be stirring up there.
We're going to have a super spreader hugger event.
Are you going to have to provide your vaccine card?
No, he just said you don't need a COVID passport.
Not required.
Not required.
But then people will accuse you of killing people, Rob. Oh, you know how upset they get when they see people.
Having a super spreader hugger event at the festival?
Yeah, if you're within 6 feet, people get nervous.
Well, didn't they change that to 3 feet now that they're talking that 3 feet is okay because that was just an arbitrary number that a doctor came up with 180 years ago and it was about tuberculosis?
Really?
Yeah, it is. That's where the scientific data on the 6 feet was on.
You're going to get a censored.
No. This is actually true. The CDC has actually changed it to 3 feet. Their guidelines for schools is 3 feet now.
Well, that's good.
Yes, this is true. This is not a non-fact. It's not disinformation.
We better do a fact check.
You can go right ahead, CDC.com.
All right, yes. So there you go. But are you going to charge people to get a hug from you, Rob Dog?
No,
at the hugging booth?
Hugs are free
hugs.
Man.
All right.
We'll ask them, say, can you please subscribe to the podcast for a hug?
And this is at the fireworks?
Everybody needs a hug nowadays, don't they?
Is this at the fireworks?
Or wherever, fireworks,
Bangor,
at the festival.
Blueberry Fest.
You can maybe have like a food truck, except it'll be just a hug truck.
I'm just kidding. I won't be doing any hugs for anybody. Not that I wouldn't, but if you see me on the road, if you really need one, I'd give you a hug. I'm really not... I think that the harm that has been done with the lack of physical contact and even just being able to spend time with your friends has been more harmful. You know, it's an awful thing. So many people had to die and that died from this pandemic. There's no doubt about it. But we've done a lot of other damage with policies that didn't make sense, that really weren't by the science. But with all that being said, it's kind of
if you would like to send your controversial emails, we can be reached at moondogpro1@yahoo.com.
Yeah. This is exactly why Cozy puts a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that says that the opinions on this show and that Rob Bird hosts it and the people on my show, those are not necessarily my opinions. And you know, I'm not saying, I'm going to tell you a little story the other day. And this is really kind of funny. I went and had an oil change, and the guy who was the salesperson is a good friend of mine. We went out and had some wings next door, BW3s, and we talked, and it was a lot about politics and our views on this and that. And we really kind of didn't see eye to eye whatsoever. We have a lot of things we do agree on, but there's a lot of things that we don't, and I'm not going to go into what we didn't agree on. But when we kind of get to the end of the conversation or we're leaving, he was saying, man, I hope this doesn't hurt our friendship. I didn't say that to him because I don't worry about it. If you don't like it, you don't like it, don't want to be my friend. I really don't care. But, I mean, and this guy is a good friend of mine. I do care about him. But so we walk back. He goes back to his office. I get my car. I go home. This is 3:00 in the afternoon. 11:00, I'm getting ready to go. My phone bings. And I get this big, long text about, I know I'm going to say hi, but we can still be friends and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I haven't answered that text because all I can say to him is this. Steve, I didn't give it one thought further after I drove off the lot. I never thought about it anymore. I didn't think about what you said. I don't care what you think.
He hasn't slept in a week.
And that's right. And I'm like, I don't care what you think. I don't mind. I'll listen to your views and all that, but I don't care what you think because you're my friend. And if you called me and said, I broke my leg and I have no one else to help me, I don't care who you voted for, what your politics are. I would be in my car as fast as I can to get there. And that's going to end up being our sniff test for our world, I do believe, because when there's a problem, as if, you know, say there's a car accident, somebody's driving down the road and they see a car accident because someone has the wrong bumper sticker, they don't stop to help. We're in that place with some things. Now, when we refuse to help our fellow man in a way, we know that we're really in a bad place because I don't care if I see a car accident, I don't care whose bumper sticker is on there, I'm going to stop to try to help them.
It's kind of like MASH when they'd bring in the fellers, they would fix them up, whether they was U.S. or from Vietnam. Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to cut any of that rant out, but I don't think I crossed any lines. So please don't cancel me. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.